This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. As you see, the weather's starting to get nice, and today we're going to be talking about a thing that's very, very important, a nice topic, about veterans getting jobs. As you know, if you've been listening to Fed Access before, it's an important topic to me. I'm a veteran. I believe we got to keep this, you know, as a priority in terms of discussions. Although the war footing has calmed down in Afghanistan, Iraq, we can't forget those who have served our country and have sacrificed, whether it be wounded warriors or others who are coming back. We see that they have sacrificed a lot, and we have to make sure that when they come back, they're able to transition and get into jobs, maybe start businesses, but be productive members of society after they served in the military. And so we're going to be talking about this today. One of our guests of before, Sandy Smith, she dealt with BRAC issues, the base realignment and closure issues for Arlington County. She's now doing a special service, and she's working with veterans exclusively. She's as the transition services manager for the Arlington Employment Center. We'll talk about how you get in touch with her later on in the show, but she's working with veterans under, I think, Sandy, a Department of Labor,
Special Rapid Response Grant, helping veterans who are unemployed and need current upgraded training and certification to become employable.
Outstanding. Well, welcome to Fed Access.
Thank you.
You know, with this program, is this a dynamic? Because Arlington County has been on the forefront in terms of certain things. Is this grant kind of a program that's nationwide, or is this kind of an Arlington County initiative in terms of helping veterans? Or where is this coming at?
Well, Department of Labor funds programs such as this and other programs for dislocated workers. That's the official term for somebody that's been laid off through no fault of their own and is trying to get reemployed. That funding is all over the country. But Arlington is a unique situation in that not only do we have federal funding and state funding, but we have county funding that supports employment services for all of our citizens there.
You know, with all of that, I mean, is the reason why, of course we know the Pentagon's in Arlington, we know that there are certain dynamics, but is that the reason why Arlington is so dedicated to the dynamics of veterans, is because, you know, you have the hub of the military right there? I mean, is that part of the concept of it, or what is it?
Well, I think with the, you know, with the BRAC impact of 2005, Department of Defense routinely reallocates resources. Usually it's a base closing or a base opening. In the 2005 BRAC initiative, it was actually moving thousands of DOD civilian employees and up to three times the number embedded contractor employees working for defense that were in Crystal City and leased office space. So they were being moved out of the area. Their jobs were being transferred to military installations in the region or six other states. So that was a huge impact for Arlington. And Arlington's very progressive. As soon as they realized what was happening, they formed a task force. The task force says, we need a center to help these workers, because if the worker was not able to follow their job to the new military installation, they were at risk of being RIFed. So that was a huge economic impact for workers and also the businesses in Crystal City that supported those. So we worked for 5 years at the BRAC Transition Center to create a very unique partnership with the Defense Department, and we're continuing those efforts now in the future as we look at things like not only working with veterans but also defense contractors that are going to be impacted in the future.
Wow. You know, there's a lot of talk right now. We're hearing about the Army and hearing about the Marine Corps in terms of the numbers being scaled down, just a drop in how many people are going to have to kind of get out the service, whether they want to or not. You know, they're gonna have to get out the service. And then we also have the number of veterans who are getting out, who are all looking for jobs. I mean, what are you seeing as some of the main challenges that these veterans are having?
Well, a lot of veterans that are transitioning out of active duty, they do get some assistance while they're on active duty to think about what kind of jobs they're going to be looking for, what kind of skills they have that are transferable to the civilian labor market. But I think a lot of veterans are overwhelmed sort of dealing with a lot of life issues, life skill issues. Where am I going to relocate? You know, what kind of a job am I going to be able to get if I get into this job market? Do I have skills that are transferable from my active duty service to the job market I want to move into? So the D.C. metropolitan area is a huge magnet for veterans that are transitioning. A lot of them come to this area because the defense sector's here. That's a sector they know. That's a sector they feel that there'll be a market for their skills and their expertise. And so we're seeing more veterans present at our Arlington Employment Center for services. And also, I think our reputation has grown. We have a veteran service representative who works with hundreds of veterans organizations in the region. So we're really well connected into that network. So, and veterans hear about our quality of services and come to us for assistance.
You know, you mentioned something about, you know, the transferable skills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's always kind of been an area that of concern for me in terms of, you know, when we look at a lot of veterans, you know, there are some people who are doing stuff that's completely transferable. Mm-hmm. You know, you have that combat medic, you know, who, mm-hmm. you know, who should be able to come back and get a job as an EMT right away. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got people who, of course, are maybe nurses or drivers or mm-hmm. something like that. They should, mm-hmm. you know, get a CDL. Do you feel that the military is starting to address this a little bit more, or is this something that you're still kind of seeing that there's a disconnect between the military and then civilian work sector?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a great strategy that all of the armed services are looking at now is to recognize the fact that they have a role to play in the effective and successful transitioning of people from active duty into the civilian labor market. And for example, one strategy being used is if you have a welding in your MOS and you're going to do welding and the military is going to train you and give you a credential, why can't it be a credential that would be accepted in the civilian labor market? So we're starting to see that kind of a melding of civilian industry credential systems coming into the active duty troops, and so your credential is going to have value when you get out.
You know, I've always thought that, like, if giving you a prime example, mm-hmm. if somebody was doing something in the military mm-hmm. sector, why not give them an internship? You know, at a private company. Why not give them 6 months to see what the private sector is about in order to kind of, you know, do certain things? I mean, do you think that as we're looking at these changes within DOD? Do you think that that's something that may be that may evolve, or do you hear that discussion happening?
Well,
or maybe I threw out a new idea on the table.
You did. I think it's an excellent idea. I mean, everybody realizes that's involved in this issue.
Sure.
That there needs to be a better partnership, more collaboration, more communication across the two systems. And I'm starting to see things like that happen. But I think it does start with the individual transitioning veteran to understand what skills he or she has, they've developed on active duty, and then what do they want to do when they get into the civilian labor market? What are those things that they enjoy doing the most? Because that's going to be the easiest transition for them when they're marketing themselves to a prospective employer from that place where it's authentic in terms of this is what I'm really interested in doing. So we have such a diverse job market, so many opportunities here in the Washington area. When I work with a veteran, I say, let's go get it all. You know, let's find work you're going to find challenging, fulfilling, in a location that's going to work for you and your family, and also working in an organization whose personality and culture is a good fit for where you're at in your life right now.
You know, I remember we were having a conversation and you mentioned that although Washington is a great market, mm-hmm. you have some concerns about the market for veterans. I mean, mm-hmm. and what were those concerns?
Well, I think, you know, my two biggest concerns with transitioning veteran are always, do you understand what you have to market and the job market you're going to? And then, can you effectively communicate to a prospective employer how well you can do that work? But then in this job market, there's extra challenges for a veteran coming here. And that is, this is one of the most competitive job markets in the country. I mean, one of the most talent-rich job markets. So people have all kinds of credentials and degrees and expertise. So when you market yourself in a job market like the Washington metropolitan area, you have to bring your A game. You have to be able to differentiate yourself from your substantial competition. And that's something that we really specialize in Arlington Employment Center.
Do you feel that a lot of times veterans are too humble? You know, I mean, you kind of talk about bringing an A game and everything else, but you're coming out of an environment that may say, well, listen, you know, don't really focus in on. I mean, it's an environment that's a service environment.
Oh yeah, and we learned this with our BRAC experience too. Whether you're active duty or whether you're civilian DOD, self promotion is frowned upon. So you know, the irony is coming out or even being in this job market, marketing yourself to a new employer, being able to market yourself effectively to self-promote, you know, to help articulate to that employer why you're better than your competition is the most critical skill. So it's almost ironic that, you know, they were in a system where that was frowned upon, but that's the number one thing that they need now.
We're talking to Sandy Smith. She's a transition services manager at the Arlington Employment Center for Arlington County. They're doing a special program that's for veterans, basically helping veterans of all, if you're a veteran from any war, then they have services for you. And we're going to talk about a little bit more of their services when we come back. We're talking about getting veterans jobs, helping them transition into the workforce, maybe helping them start businesses as well, but getting them back to be productive members of society. We'll be right back after this break. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about veterans, and we're talking about getting veterans jobs. We're talking about veterans initiatives in terms of, you know, certain services that are being provided through grants and through funding through Department of Labor that is at a county level. And this may be the model that has to be used. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But Arlington County is out there in the forefront providing some services for veterans. Sandy Smith, she's with us right now in the studio. She's a transition services manager for Arlington Employment Center at Arlington County. They have some rapid response funds where they're helping veterans who are making this transition. You know, Sandy, when in terms of the range of services, if somebody comes, if I came in as a veteran to you and said, hey, Sandy, how can you help me? Break down the services for us.
Well, it really starts with the individual. You know, first there would be an assessment of what's going on with you. You know, what do you bring to the table? That's everything about you a targeted employer would be interested in. What are your goals now? You know, either short-term, long-term. Maybe we need to have a multi-tiered, you know, career development strategy. But first, the first part is the self-assessment and assessment by staff to figure out, you know, where you're at and what do we need to help you achieve your ultimate employment goal. So that would start with the assessment, and then we have a lot of tools in our center. We have a resource center that's open to anybody to use. You can come in there and take all kinds of assessments. We have computer-based training that if you're rusty on some software, you can update your skills. We also have career coaches that are assigned to each individual who will work with that person, develop a plan with them, and then help support them to achieve the goals of that plan. And then we have special grants, such as the Veterans Grant that I run. It is primarily targeted for unemployed veterans who need additional training and certification to be competitive in this very competitive job market.
So with the additional education, training, and certification, I mean, give me a prime example of how a person could come in and say, you know what, I mean, you got some success stories because we've talked about them before, but give me a prime example of someone who needed that certification to make them competitive and help them get a job.
Well, everyone that's enrolled in my current Veterans Grant really showed up. They were actively job seeking, but they felt that they just weren't getting the hits on all the resumes they were sending out. They weren't getting interviews. So that always is a clue to a professional career coach. You want to see what they're doing and what kind of successes they're having, because that's where you know. If their resume's not getting any attention, they're not getting any interviews from the resume, something's wrong with the resume. We got to help you, you know, reformat that, customize it for the employer's needs. So when the employer sees the customized resume, that really stops them in their tracks, and they realize you've got exactly what I need. I'm going to bring you in. And a lot of that has to do with putting accomplishment information embedded in your resume relevant to the skills that employer is seeking. Because if you can't tell an employer how well you did work around here, you're going to be in a pack of hundreds and hundreds of other resumes, right, none of which are going to get pulled out for an interview. I don't care what sector you're applying for.
And in this job market, honestly, I mean, and you probably probably see this, Sandy. Mm-hmm. Employers are always saying, I'm not only getting, you know, 10 resumes, I'm getting mm-hmm. hundreds of resumes. I'm getting thousands of resumes mm-hmm. yeah. that I'm seeing for even the smallest job announcement.
Right. In fact, even the federal sector around here has transitioned to only having jobs open for just a few days. Because if they leave them open for weeks, they will get thousands right. of qualified
right.
applicants.
Right, right.
And they have to do something with every one of those packages. So the HR systems can quickly get overwhelmed that are screening these resumes. But, you know, at our center, we really, you know, we analyze what you need. And then we have a whole array of workshops, whether, you know, you need help designing and developing your resume. Do you need help with interviewing? We have workshops for that. Are you using social media effective? I mean, social media will help you, particularly if you're a new vet transitioning into this area. You don't really have a network yet. That's the way you can help to develop one exponentially, you know, by using social media, getting involved, starting to volunteer, starting to get out and talk to people, figure out where your target job is, who has it, and where they're hanging out. That's another good thing about D.C. Every single professional profession is organized some way around here. So there's a group of people.
There's an association
for everything. Give mm-hmm. you an example. I went to a career fair recently in the Library of Congress that was hosted by a professional association made up of library scientists that work for the federal government.
Wow.
Who knew? Every agency has a library, and every agency hires library scientists.
Wow.
So 16 agencies showed up just to recruit library scientists.
Amazing.
So if I had those skills and I was looking for a library science job, you know, in that sector, I'd find that association.
That'd
I'd be on them like gum on the bottom of my shoe.
That's right, that's right.
I'd be volunteering.
That's
I'd be right. networking. Because there's a target-rich environment, to use a defense term. There's a whole bunch of people going to a meeting that have the job you want, go to the meeting.
That's right. And, you know, when we talk about certification, what are you seeing as probably the most competitive certifications that are out there right now that, mm-hmm. you know, when veterans are thinking about mm-hmm. kind of jobs and mm-hmm. things like that and kind of saying, hey, listen, if I came to your program, mm-hmm. and are you guys helping to pay for the certification?
Oh, yeah. Well, through our rapid response grant.
Okay.
Yeah, our grant started off, it was going to be just targeted on the IT field. Mm-hmm. So that would have been, you know, the ideal scenario would be a veteran that had some IT in their MOS transitioning out who really needed the latest, because in the technological fields, as soon as you learn something, it's out of date. So you've got to be committed to lifelong learning. So they needed upgraded recent training and industry certifications in order to be competitive. So, for example, I have several vets enrolled in a tech, it's called Tech Advance at George Mason, which is 5 IT certifications.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Many of the vets that I'm
that
working
like a
with,
pretty intense program.
It's a very intense program and very marketable with all of those IT certifications, A+, Network Plus, Security Plus, CCNA, MCTS. And actually, some of the vets that I've been working with that had been applying weren't getting any hits. Just the fact that they were adding on their resume that they were involved in current training and anticipated to achieve, obtain that industry certification by a certain date, were getting hired. In fact, of the 11 of my veterans enrolled in this training right now in the program, 7 have already been employed.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And they haven't even finished the training yet.
They haven't even finished training. And,
wow.
you know, a lot of the training is flexible, so you can do weekends, evenings, scheduling while you're working full time. I've got one vet who was hired at a contracting company. As soon as he finishes that, he's not in the IT part of the company. As soon as he finishes his IT certifications, they're going to transfer him over to the IT and put him on a career development path.
Wow.
I've got people enrolled in contract specialist training. They needed to get some expertise and got hired because of that. I've got several veterans enrolled in project management certification. One in business analyst process certification. I'm learning all about these different kinds of certifications.
Right, sure.
But it's a very successful model. The average wages of veterans that are getting jobs is $75,000.
Do you feel, as you're looking at this, because it seems like the certification thing is starting to be a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, is this kind of a new model? I mean, as we mm-hmm. look at it, that people are not only going to have to get that education, mm-hmm. maybe a degree, and even with some of these veterans, mm-hmm. are they all people who have education and then they get a certification? Like they all have a bachelor's degree or whatever the case is, and then, or are they just have a whole bunch of experience mm-hmm. in the military and then they can just go get the certification?
It's the whole gamut. Some of them have degrees, but not necessarily a degree related to what their target job is now. So, you know, employers, I've been tracking employer survey data for over 30 years in the workforce development field, and employers have always said, send me somebody with the soft skills, I can teach them the technical skills. So more than ever, I see employers wanting things like, show me you have a commitment to learning, show me you work well with others, you know, those kinds of skills, because a lot of employers don't know what they're going to be facing in the future, and they need to hire people that they can turn on a dime, whatever the need is. And so they feel, if you send me somebody with all of those soft skills, they show up, they got good work ethics, they want to be there, they want to work, they want to learn, then that's somebody I can build a business on, okay, you know, or an organization on. Veterans, you know, the veterans today are some of the most highly trained, disciplined troops that have ever come out of the military. So they've got all those basics. They just need the guidance. They just need somebody to send them down the right path and to support them as they go down that path.
And if you think about the military, I mean, the military is a very technical organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter if you come from, you know, I came from the combat side of the Marines, but I remember in those time periods, we dealt with a lot of weapon systems. I mean, you know, you're breaking down different things and everything else. I mean, so that's still technical stuff in terms of working with your hands, but all the way up to computer systems or whatever. I mean, the military has a lot of technical stuff going on.
Absolutely. You just got to, as a veteran, you have to be able to kind of, I call it like peeling back the layers of an onion. You know, you got to get down to those core competencies that you have. You know, you have skills, you have competencies. Skills are things you can do. Competencies mean you can do things in those areas. You have the aptitude to learn things. But you got to get down to what those core things are about you, because we all bring something different to the table. We all have unique skills and experiences. But you got to figure out what those are. Then you're going to be able to figure out what's the right employment target for you. And it's going to be an easier job seeking process. I've hired people for over 30 years. I can tell you in an instant when somebody's interviewing for me and they just want a job, or somebody's passionate about the work. And even if they don't have all the technical skills, I'm probably going to go with the person that's passionate, because that's somebody I think I can help develop and grow. And, you know, they're going to go with me on this journey. So
we're talking to Sandy Smith. She is a transition services manager for Arlington Employment Center in Arlington County. They've got a special program that they're helping out veterans, providing them not only career counseling, career coaching, but also giving them resources and funding in order to get certain certifications that will make them more competitive in this job market. We'll talk about how they can get in touch with Sandy if you're a veteran, because, you know, she supports everybody, but we'll get her information towards the end of the show. But we're going to keep this conversation going. I want to talk more about what you just mentioned about passion and some of the things that make a person stand out outside of certain areas when we come back. We'll be right back after this break. You listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about veterans and the important issue of making sure veterans make this transition and are successful in it, making sure they get jobs, making sure that they're getting competitive jobs where they're making competitive salaries and they're getting back into being productive members of society after they have served our country so well. We're talking to Sandy Smith. She's the Transition Services Manager for the Arlington Employment Center in Arlington County. They've got a special center set up and a special place set up where they can provide a number of different services for a large body of people. But this service right here is for veterans and veterans making this transition. Sandy, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the employment center and Arlington, because I know your center. I've been over there, done workshops over there with you and everything else. You've got a special place over there in terms of it's a one-stop shop, something that I haven't really seen across the country. I want to talk about that. What's the special nature of your place? Because, you know, I've seen it where a person can come in and, you know, they may come in for career services, but by the end of the day, you realize that this person needs, they're homeless, or this person's about to get kicked out of their home, or this person's car just broke down, and you have services that you can help people, because maybe the career thing may not be the most important thing. You've got to get them back on their feet.
The Arlington Employment Center is a part of a huge bureaucracy called Department of Human Services in Arlington County. And we're so fortunate in Arlington. Not only do we have a comprehensive one-stop center, which means for our employment piece, we have a lot of community partners that come in and that work with us. So the individual job seeker doesn't have to run all over town to these different services. The concept is literally you can come under one roof and get everything you need. But But we even have extra beyond that in Arlington County. So, for example, if a job seeker comes into our employment center and they're about to be evicted or having either economic issues or family challenges, whatever's going on in their life, we actually have people in the same building that can help them with whatever barrier they're dealing with. Because if you're about to be evicted, chances are you're not going to be able to put all your attention into a whole job seeking process right now. You need to take care of those other barriers, and then you can focus on the job seeking process. So we're able to assess everything going on in somebody's life, get them plugged into resources and supports right away, and then pick up the job piece when they get those crises dealt with. So
how often do you see that? I mean, how often are you seeing veterans are coming in? And you know, veterans are a proud group. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they may not necessarily always put that up front, their needs. But how often are you seeing that there's a number of other issues that need to be dealt with even mm-hmm. before you can get to the career stuff?
Well, a lot. You know, it just depends on the individual that shows up. But as you mentioned, veterans have a lot of pride, and sometimes that prevents them from being able to tell somebody, I've got this going on in my life, or I'm living in my car right now while I'm looking for a job. We're very fortunate to have a veterans representative on staff that, every veteran that comes into our center actually gets to talk to him, and he is a veteran. And sometimes veterans need another veteran to talk to about everything that they're experiencing or going through, and he can actually help that individual veteran with all veterans resources, not just stuff in our employment center, but, you know, are you having issues with the VA? Are you having issues with whatever systems or services or supports? He can refer those individuals out. So we're very fortunate to have like a whole comprehensive range of subject matter experts at Arlington Center. You know, we pride ourselves on whatever aspect of the job seeking process somebody needs help and support in, we've got somebody, either an expert on staff or somebody that can provide those resources.
You know, the interesting thing I've always found about Arlington County is that, you know, you don't limit it to Arlington County mm-hmm. residents. Mm-hmm. You don't limit it to Virginia residents. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have had an open door policy mm-hmm. that no matter where you come from, mm-hmm. if you're a veteran or you're mm-hmm. a person in need, mm-hmm. then you can get the help.
And a lot of that has to do with Arlington County being what it is. And in the mission statement of Arlington County, we have caring for individuals not only who live there, but also work there, who recreate there. And Arlington lives its mission. I have to say, it's, I think, one of the most progressive counties in the country in that regard. And our Arlington taxpayers also help support things like the Arlington Employment Center. As I mentioned, you know, we get some federal funding, but that's on formula basis. And because we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in the county, in the country, we don't get a lot of federal funding, but Arlington as a county steps up and says, you serve the customer that comes in the door. And veterans also have a priority of service right in all of workforce development across the country. So that means they're supposed to, you know, be a priority for service wherever, whatever career development place or one-stop center they show up at. So I can actually, in my veterans, my current veterans grant program, I serve veterans from all over the metropolitan area.
Wow. I wanted people to hear that, because a lot of times people think that, you know, well, I hear it from one county. Mm-hmm. I can't really, you know, take that. And sometimes you can. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. things are based on if you live in that area, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. But I think you guys have a great model that you got the doors open. So no matter where you come from, if people hear, hey, I know a veteran who needs some help, mm-hmm. then they can come and see Sandy Smith at the Arlington Employment Center, mm-hmm. and you can start helping them. Mm-hmm. One, you can do an assessment with them and then see if they need some other services, but then two, you can get them, you know, resources and funding to help them more competitive in this market. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned something on the last segment about kind of passion, mm-hmm. and I wanted to kind of talk about that, because I wonder how much, because you see this all the time, and I hear this from people all the time, but I think people need to hear this, that, you know, a lot of times people can come in with their resume and say, I've got the skills, or I've got the education, I've got the background. Mm-hmm. But you pointed out one thing first, that when you see thousands and thousands of people, what is that thing that stands out that makes mm-hmm. a difference between someone who says, I have it all, and then that person who comes in and gives you that special, that passion?
Well, sometimes you'll see a resume where somebody, you know, somebody's done a lot of good things in their past. They've got a lot of good skills and experience. But you can almost get a sense that, well, this job became open. I heard about it, so I applied for it. You know, was it really your passion? Or do you just have a whole series of jobs where you took the job because you needed a job?
Right.
You know, as a professional career coach, my goal, my value is really to help you figure out when were you the happiest at work? You know, and that's something, a technique I use with a lot of people when I I'm trying to pull that accomplishment information out of them. Because I find usually in people's past work experience, wherever you were happy, you were so psyched, you were working on a project, you couldn't wait to get in, you have accomplishment information related to that. You may be the only person that knows that, but you know, you have to pull that out of somebody. And then in a job market we have around here, we're literally, no matter what your interests are, there can be an employment opportunity that would be a match for that passion. What are you really most interested in doing? And let's go get that for you. You know, let's make that happen for you.
Do you find that and the passion kind of comes out, you're saying, that when you meet somebody and you see that energy, they may not be the most qualified in terms of skill set, mm-hmm. but you see that hunger in them mm-hmm. that says, you know what, this person, if I give them a chance, they'll be either more loyal, they'll be, you know, mm-hmm. a lot more dedicated, they're not just that job hopper. Is that what you see?
I see that as a person that's hired people for many, many years, but also employers in the marketplace see that. They can sense that instantly. You know, I feel whether you're just applying because it's a job, and maybe I've done this before and I've got evidence that I've done it well, but you know, I've just done it because I needed to work, or this is what I'm really passionate about. I want to get in. I want to grow with this organization. You know, whatever challenges they face, I want to be able to support them and help them do that. And that's what happens when an employer sees somebody that has that enthusiasm, because they're marketing themselves from a real authentic place inside of them. These are where my interests are. This is what I really want to do. This is what I'm going to feel challenged doing. So,
you know, in terms of self-promotion, and I know a lot of times veterans have a hard time self-promoting.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find is kind of beyond kind of being the humility of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a matter of that people don't know how to tell their success stories? Mm-hmm. Is it a matter they forget, or they just thought I was just doing my job?
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you see
lot.
About that?
I hear that a lot. When we were at the BRAC Center, I'd flip through these rather lengthy resumes, and I'd start talking about accomplishments, and I would hear, ma'am, I was just doing my job.
Right.
And then I'd flip to the back of the resume. There's like 3 or 4 pages of awards or recognition. And I said, but you don't understand. The person that's going to screen that resume, they have no clue why. It sounds good. You got this award, this recognition.
Sure.
But there's a story behind that. And if you can't tell that story so that the screeners of your resume, who may not be technical experts in your field, or the hiring officials that are going to look at your resume, they get the story. They get the impact of what you did. You got to be able to tell those stories. But that's one of the hardest things for a professional career coach to do, is pull that out of people. And that's the population in general, because a lot of people just don't see what they did as an accomplishment.
Right.
It was just a duty I had. No, it wasn't. It was how you solved that problem. It was that innovation you brought to that unique problem. But, and you may have seen that it's just another day at work, but it saved time, money, improved workflow processes, improved morale, whatever it is. It's your accomplishment stories. You're the only one that can tell them. But if you don't tell them, no one's going to.
And it's amazing about how many veterans have, you know, done just these remarkable things mm-hmm. at either young ages sometimes. Where, you know, they've been overseas, they worked on these different mm-hmm. things, they solved these different problems and everything else. But then you look at it on a resume, it's not there.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right, because they don't see it as an accomplishment. They just see it as a part of their duty. So that's when you, as a veteran transitioning to the civilian labor market, you know, you really have to look and try to understand what are those job descriptions, those announcements that employers have. What are they actually asking for? And if you don't know, call the employer and ask them. Because a lot of employers have admitted, you know, they want to hire veterans, but it's the way they describe the work they're trying to hire the person for. You know, they don't make that transition. So they have to literally reverse engineer the job description so somebody coming out of active duty can understand, oh, that's what you need me to do. I did that before, and I did it really well, and here's how well I did it. Here's an example of how well I did it.
You gave me my segue, because that's what we want to talk about on the next segment. I want to talk about the employers, what you're seeing from mm-hmm. them. Is that dedication still there in terms of hiring veterans? Mm-hmm. I mean, do we still have a timeline in which, you know, we've seen all these companies say we're going to have this veteran hiring initiative. Is that starting to fade, or are you still mm-hmm. seeing the dedication from employers to bring these veterans in? I want to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to Sandy Smith. She's the Transition Services Manager for Arlington Employment Center in Arlington County. At the end of this segment, at the end of the last segment, we're going to get her information so anybody can contact her. She's out there for any veteran who needs help, no matter where you're at. But if you need help, you need to transition, she's out there. They have services in Arlington County to help you. We'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we've been talking about veterans and veterans getting jobs. A priority topic for me, a priority topic that we should be for everybody, to be honest. We've got to make sure that we never forget the service and sacrifice that our veterans have given to our country. And we want to make sure that they transition the right way and continue to be productive members of our society. We're talking about transition services, and there's a county that's providing these services, Arlington County. At the Arlington Employment Center, Transition Services Manager Sandy Smith, she's in the studio with me right now, but she's in charge of making sure that veterans get these services to make a transition from the military. And it doesn't make a difference what era veteran you are. You could be Vietnam, you could be Persian Gulf, you could be Iraq and Afghanistan. No matter where you come from, if you're a veteran and you still need some help in your transition, then she's out there to help you. So you don't have to be a recent veteran in order to use these services. Sandy, you mentioned about employers. Mm-hmm. And are you still seeing the dedication? I mean, you know, Walmart, J.P. Morgan Chase, mm-hmm. other companies came out with all these initiatives saying we want to hire veterans, this, that, and the other. Are you still seeing that energy still being in the market for veterans mm-hmm. right now?
Well, I don't think I don't think it's a big altruistic effort by these employers. They understand hiring veterans makes good economic sense okay. to their bottom line because, okay. as we've talked about, these are some of the highly.
So it's not sympathy.
No, it's not sympathy at all. And there is, I see the will out there. I see the interest in hiring veterans. The challenge comes in, as we talked about, the veteran being able to articulate to that employer what they need, and also on the employer side, understanding, okay, what did you do in active duty? What were those skill sets, and how can we use those in my current job? So it's a communication issue sure. between the two sides.
Do you think mm-hmm. the employers need to do more? I mean, do the employers need to kind of have that military skill translator mm-hmm. on their website to say these are the kind of mm-hmm. people we employ? Mm-hmm. If you did this, you may be good for this kind of program. I mean, do you think that employers need to kind of take a little bit more initiative?
That would be an excellent step. You know, I think it's got to be more of a blending of the two, you know, the two cultures or the two sides, really understanding. And maybe, you know, maybe the transition process needs to start happening a lot sooner. Maybe, you know, employers could actually go and have access to active duty troops before they come out and talk about, you know, the skill sets they have, what they're looking for. So the veteran, because that transition process, it can take a long time to be successful. So maybe it needs to start earlier. I see employers having the will, having the interest, but we've got to create more tools to make the connections more solid.
Well, see, sometimes I think people hear that the employer has a veteran hiring initiative, and they just mm-hmm. think if you're just a veteran and I show up, I'm mm-hmm. gonna get a job.
And
that's not the case. Huh?
You still have to be 100% applicant. You still have to be competitive for the job. You know, yes, employers want to hire you, but you're still gonna go through the same screening mechanisms as everybody else. So your competition around here is still going to be real stiff. So that's why you have to be able to create that customized resume that articulates to that employer what's the unique stuff that you bring to the job. So you've got to be able to differentiate yourself from your competition.
Do you hear that with government hiring too, that veterans think I got the preference and so therefore mm-hmm. I don't understand, why am I not getting these mm-hmm. jobs? And I mean, do you constantly hear that as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, because we have such a huge federal presence here in the D.C. area, that's another reason veterans are drawn to this area. They hear, oh, as a veteran, I have a preference with the federal sector. Yeah, you do. You know, you get extra points depending on, you know, different situations, but you still have to be a competitive applicant. So I find a lot of veterans, they come to D.C. thinking there's a lot of jobs, and they start the online application process. They get fed up and they give up, and so mm-hmm. they don't continue to pursue trying to look at the federal sector as a potential employer. So that's where I would work with them to help them understand that process, the application process, and how to customize your resume so you're going to stand out.
So really, there's a lot of ownership on the veteran, you mm-hmm. know, that, you know, and it sounds as if sometimes, you know, although veterans have served, there's kind of a mindset that mm-hmm. These initiatives or these preferences or whatever, if I just throw whatever kind of resume into the hat, mm-hmm. they'll see I'm a veteran mm-hmm. and they'll flag me and open a job up. You're saying, hey, listen, this market is too competitive mm-hmm. and you're not only competing against other job seekers, you're competing against other veterans mm-hmm. and everything else. So mm-hmm. you can't take for granted any kind of preferences or any kind of hiring initiatives.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Are you at a point right now, you know, when we look at kind of employment of veterans, you know, and we kind of look at maybe a dynamic of saying, you know, maybe if we have more initiatives come out, we have employers who start saying we're going to do a translator and everything mm-hmm. else. You know, we have like the transition assistant program, the TAP programs, mm-hmm. right? And so we're hearing about these different solutions. Maybe employers do this. Maybe the veterans do this. But people will ask a question, well, I hear that they have a TAP program in the military. Mm-hmm. You know, why are these veterans not coming out prepared? What would be the answer to that?
Well, in my experience, I would say it doesn't happen soon enough. I think, you know, probably a year before a veteran's coming out, that's when they really need to start to do the hard work of that transition. And there's so many things they deal with in the TAP programs, everything from, you know, where am I going to go, budgeting, what kind of a job am I going to have to get to support the, you know, the lifestyle, the, you know, I want to buy a home, I want to buy a car, I want to raise a family, whatever it is they want. They have to be able to make decisions that are going to be able to support those goals. And I think that process needs to start a lot sooner, and it needs to be infused with more of the reality of the civilian labor market demands and what it's going to take to be competitive once you get out, and to, you know, train and prepare yourself, go through workshops, different things. And right now, I think the TAP program, you know, it's kind of compressed and it's very intense. And I just think a lot of transitioning veterans are just overwhelmed. They're just dealing with so many issues.
So they can't even absorb all.
Yeah,
of that.
The employment piece, you know, how to write a competitive resume, how to interview, all those things. I think they kind of get lost in that. I think it needs to start a lot sooner, and it needs to be connected to the reality of the civilian labor market.
So if you had your druthers, if you had your kind of preference in this, like you say, maybe start a year out or maybe even before that, that you would be having these kind of career conversations well ahead of retirement dynamics, where maybe people could be automatically doing some good networking, maybe a year or two out, meeting certain people, maybe taking advantage of certain kind of programs.
And adding
like
your
that.
Internship idea to the model.
Right,
that
get
as
my
well.
Internship.
So,
model,
no,
right.
Really, that would be a great way to meld that connection so that, you know, that transitioning veteran actually has a goal to focus on to come out. And everything's going to be, everything they're going to do in terms of training and skill development is going to be focused on that goal. And they're going to feel more confident about the, you know, because I think that, you know, coming out of active duty, it seems to me for some veterans, it's like going from one world to the other, and the other world, particularly if you went in at a young, you've never competed in the job market, you've never created a resume, that's a whole other world that you're not even familiar with. So what's that going to be like? You don't know until you get out there.
And I've always thought that maybe the military should start combining a little bit more of the civilian stuff, that maybe part of your performance evaluation is a resume, you know what I mean? That, you know, that you add, maybe you should come in as in a suit one day, you know what I mean? Just to see
employers on bases to actually do actual interviews and give you feedback about that.
Early on. You know, and we don't have a few seconds. I mean, if you kind of had to begin, I mean, you're seeing this, you had to kind of have your utopia veteran dynamic, what would it be?
Well, it would be somebody at some point engaging with each individual veteran, a professional career coach that could start with the assessment of that individual, help them develop a plan, an action plan for achieving their ultimate career goal, and then being able to ensure that that person gets the resources and supports they need to achieve that goal, to be with them, to sort of case manage the whole process until they to the ultimate goal. You know, I tell people when I work with them, you get me for life. I'm career coach for life. And so you may go get a job and you may want a promotion, come back to me, I'll help you with that too. So I'd want to see that kind of ethic in the career coaching too.
How do people find you, Sandy?
My email address is sasmith@arlingtonva.us. And my phone number is 703-228-1052.
And if you can't find it that way, Arlington Employment Center, Google it. Look for Sandy Smith on there, and they'll contact you. She's got this great program. If you are a veteran or you know a veteran who needs some help in terms of finding a job, making a transition, please make sure you reach out to this resource. It's a valuable one. Thank you so much, Sandy,
Thank you.
For being on Fed Access.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show or any of our weekly programs anytime at federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.